In this week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu continues with his lessons for Klal Yisrael before his leaving them, before his death, and he goes through the story of having gone up on Har Sinai, gotten the luchos, the first luchos were broken, and then came down with the second luchos. And Moshe Rabbeinu mentions more than once in the psukim that the luchos were kept in a teva, in a box, and the box was made of wood. Is there any special significance to this Aron? This was not the Aron that was used to house the Luchos at the time of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. This was a separate Aron made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Is there any significance to this Aron? And is there any significance to the fact that the Pasuk mentions that it was made of wood more than once? So the Ramban holds that really this Aron was just used at that time and then discarded. It was buried. However, Rashi and many other Mefarshim hold that this was the Aron that when we had three boxes for the Aron Kodesh, for the Ark that was used in the Mishkan, two were gold and one was wood. This wooden Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made was the Aron that was used to house the Luchos in the Mishkan. It was the middle box. More than that, though, it was also the Aron that was brought out to war. We know Klal Yisrael would take the Aron with them when they went out to war, together with the Luchos inside, and it was this wooden Aron that they brought out with them. And what is the significance of wood? So, many of the Mefarshim explain that wood, as opposed to gold, symbolizes life. Wood comes from a tree which is alive, which can reproduce, and more importantly, which can grow. When Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the luchos, these were going to be the luchos that would stay. This was going to be the starting of the Torah. This was going to be Klal Yisrael's first exposure to the Aseres HaDibros and to all the halachas that go with it. It was boxed in wood and dafka, not in gold. Gold was available, but it was dafka wood because they needed to understand that Torah and life go together. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. The Torah is compared to a tree. Our Torah lives cannot be stagnant, but rather must always be symbolic of growth, must always be the idea that we're growing, that we're moving, that we're creating, just like a tree can. And that's why that Aron was the one that was brought out to war. It was a time that required people sometimes to move above what they were able to do, to go and take the extra mile. And that's why it was dafka, an Aron of wood, that was taken out to war. So with this thought in mind, that Torah symbolizes growth, there are so many lessons in this week's parasha that really speak to that and the idea of how Klal Yisrael was able to move forward from the various different averas that took place in the Midbar, the Egel Azov, etc. I'd like to just focus on two. One very simple, just Pashup Shat. The Pasuk begins, the parasha begins, Vaya Ekev Tishma'un, that if you will listen. Normal Pashup Shat, the way we translate the word Ekev, is that since you listened, or because you listened to the Mishpatim, to the Mitzvahs, and all that Hashem asked of you, you'll get the following. Rashi, for some reason, doesn't want to learn Pashup Shat, the simple explanation. Rashi says that it refers to Ekev, can also be translated as a heel, that it'll be that if you don't use your heel to step on the smaller mitzvahs, meaning that the secret to success will be your ability to realize that there is no such thing as a small mitzvah. That if you don't trample ever on anything, thinking this is small as opposed to something that's big, that will be the secret to your success. Rashi again says, the mitzvah kala, she'odam dosh ba'akevav, a small mitzvah, a light mitzvah that a person sometimes just steps on and doesn't take seriously. A secret to growth is not to look too closely or for us to try to figure out what's big and what's small in life. Whether it be mitzvahs, and Rav Volbez Zatzal always said that this can be applied not only to mitzvahs, but to people as well. There's no such thing as a small person. There's no such thing as a small event. In Yiras Shamayim, in Torah, in growth, growth comes from small things. Growth comes not from the big grand actions that sometimes people do that may or may not have a kiyum, but what does stick? the small things that we start. Saying Asher Yotzer from a bencher, saying Al Hamichya from a bencher, these aren't big, grand mitzvahs that people look at, but these are the things that can actually change our entire days. And sometimes we look at people and we want to associate only with those that are big, those that seem to us as being grand or special, because that's the way our eyes look at it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the secret to a person's success is the ability to see beyond what our perception is and to take it a step further and to realize there is no such thing as a mitzvah kala, and there is no such thing as a person who could be considered also small. One final thought that also leads to this concept of growth. The Torah warns us about something that can stand in the way of growth. And the Torah says, Ma Hashem shoyel mimcha, what does Hashem want from us? Rak kiim liyira. Hashem wants us to fear. Does he really want us to be afraid of him? No, he wants us to realize that Hashem is in our lives at all times. And the Torah continues and warns us the problems that come when a person gets haughty, that when a person thinks, it's my strength that's accomplishing things. It's my business acumen. It's my great accomplishments that I can look at and use the word mine, that I did it, that lead to forgetting about Hashem. The Gemara in Saita speaks at length how the connection between a person who is a balgaiva, who's haughty, and what happens the next is his ability or his inability to remember that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I can't live together with someone who is a balgaiva. There's no room, because then he believes and forgets that there is Hashem. Only sometimes, sadly, when we're in trouble and we're in a low place, then we remember that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw a beautiful mashal that with the Rabbi Shalom brought us into Eretz Yisrael and realized that at this point we're going to have to work on our own. We're leaving the dar of Mon. We're leaving the dar of, as the Parsha talks about this week as well, where our clothing grew with us and we had everything that we needed and was taken care of. There was a king who had a prince who was spoiled, and his son, the prince, always relied on his father for everything. He always got whatever he needed. One day the king realized that he's not training his son properly for life. So he told his son, that's it, I'm cutting you off, you're going to have to make it on your own. It's important for you to realize that in life a person needs to work. So the prince, in anger, goes and says, I'll show him, and he goes and looks for a job. As it turns out, the company he applied to for a job was actually owned by the king himself. When the king heard, he called the manager and said, look, give him a job, take good care of him, make him work. Don't go easy on him, but don't let him know where this is coming from. So the prince did work hard. He got his first paycheck and ran back to the king. And rather than show him, you see, Baruch Hashem, look, I wasn't able to do it, he came in with gaiva and said, you see, I don't need you. I was able to do this myself. And the king said, what a pity. This could have been such a positive lesson for you. You could have realized that you were able to work and you were able to accomplish things together with me. You could have known that this came from me, but instead you only saw it yourself. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I will give you the ability. I'm pulling the strings, but I'll give you the ability to be successful. But don't forget who ultimately is taking care of things, who ultimately is in charge. The secret to our growth, the secret to be that eights, that is growth, that is always moving forward, is to take Hashem with us wherever we go. To realize the pitfalls of thinking that we're doing this by ourselves, that we're accomplishing by ourselves, and to bring Hashem with us in every single aspect of all of our lives. Have a great Shabbos.